Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Very well.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Hey, hi. My name is Steve. And what we are doing, we are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research and to the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential, and we will combine them with the answers from everyone that answered the survey. Is that something you can help us out with, answering a couple of questions?
First, I have a question for you. Do you have me on speakerphone?
No. Does it sound like this one?
If you just sound like you are far away from the phone.
I would love to be. I need to get off work already. But
no,
I don't have your speaker. Sorry about that.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't, hearing wrong. But go ahead and ask your questions. I'll answer to the best of my abilities.
Oh, okay. I just need to know, what is your zip code, ma'am?
49507.
49507?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
79.
Thank you. Okay, so I just ask you a couple questions. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm definitely a female.
Thank you.
Born, bred, and raised.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? You have Joe Biden.
I voted
Democrat.
For Trump.
Oh, for Trump? Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. What is your race?
Black.
White, black. Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm not registered this year. I didn't register.
Oh, okay.
But then, doesn't it just carry over from last year? I had to get a new ID. Didn't I register then? I think I might be registered because I did just get a new ID. So it seems like I was registered when I got my ID.
So you registered? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I'm registered.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be an election for office like president in U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote on the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will probably not vote?
The chances are probably 50-50. I'm really undecided. We don't really have a lot of good candidates.
And let me ask you, how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before the election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail or other?
Probably by mail more than likely mail.
Oh, okay. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means black community has no power at all.
That is a very difficult question to answer because I don't know. How do you answer this question? I don't really have a definite answer for that question because, you know, with the black community, it's just, at least in the community I live in, it's more of a, they feel like they're owed something and they're not willing to work for it. So I really have no, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. As far as the power that they can have more power if they were willing to do the work in order to get that power. But unfortunately, a lot, like I said, they feel like they're owed something, and a lot of times they just want to receive without putting in the work that's necessary to receive those things. So as far as power goes, you know, I believe that the black community has as much power as they're willing to work for. So yeah, like I said, that's a difficult question to answer. And then, you know, we're not like really a community. Most black people fend for themselves. They don't look at things in a community aspect until it's a problem.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry about that. But I cannot be answering any questions, but
right, so I don't know how to answer that question.
No, you know, I cannot give you my opinion because, you know, that will, I don't want you to inflict your decisions, your answers. But okay. From 0 to 10, what do you think you feel this, it will be like the outcome in your own thoughts? What do you think it will be?
Okay, so ask me the question again that I'm answering.
The same question, like how much power do you feel like the committee has to make changes on issues that are more important to you? Do you think the black community has
I believe the black community has the power to make those changes, but they don't have the want to make the changes necessary. You know, they want things to change, but they're not willing to do the work in order for it to change.
So it's like somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, just put it in the middle. 50-50 shit.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Probably not the best person to ask.
No, the thing is you're thinking deeper. Some people just give an answer. That's good. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local office on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
1.
Okay. Thank you. So now I would like to, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of these people, just indicate.
So I can give you an answer for all of the people that you're going to give me a name of, and it's always going to be neutral. I'm very a realist, so if I don't know a person intimately or personally, I don't have a feeling toward them. I don't feel anything toward them. They're just another person on the planet. a bad way to be. But, yeah, that's the scope of things. I do go out of my way to help the next person if needed. But at the end of the day, as far as me actually having an emotional feeling or an attachment to someone that I don't know personally, I don't feel anything. They just exist. So it's going to be neutral.
Okay. So with the candidates they have is Gretchen Whitmer.
Neutral. I feel like everybody's in the office to do what they want to do or can do. But at the end of the day, we all have to listen to somebody.
That's true. It's true. Kamala Harris.
Neutral.
Thank you. Tim Walz.
Neutral.
J.D. Ben.
Neutral.
Barack Obama.
It's going to be neutral for all of them just because, you know, I feel like anybody can get on stage or get in front of a camera and say the things that they think the people want to hear. And yes, some people go out of their way to make sure that we see the things that they want us to see. But at the end of the day, we don't really know those people. We don't know what they go home and talk about. We don't know what they're actually doing or thinking or what their motivation for those things that they're doing are. So I can't really say that I know those people or that I feel a certain way towards them.
Okay. So then I do understand what you're saying. I'm just going to read through the other candidates right here for you. Joe Biden.
Neutral.
Thank you. Mark Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Neutral.
Donald Trump.
Neutral.
Thank you. Josh Superior. Shapiro.
Neutral.
Thank you. Okay. On a scale from 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried, 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. I will read some of the statements. Racial profiling among police.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm at work as well. I'm going to try to answer your questions, but about how many more questions you got?
I think five or six more questions.
Okay. All right. So as far as racism goes, I feel like lately it's been something that people need to address. It hasn't diminished. Yes, people have different views now, but it's still something that we deal with. So worried.
So you are very worried about that one, like a 10 or somewhere less?
Say it again.
You think racial profiling among police, you think that's something that have you very worried or somewhat worried or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Okay. Inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities.
That's worrying.
Very, very worried.
Very worried.
Thank you. Lack of dependable transportation system.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The conflict in Palestine.
Moderately worried? Is that an option? Sorry, that's...
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So that I mostly like a number 4 or 3?
Yeah.
Okay. Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights?
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
So like a number 10?
Especially with this new project 2024. So, yeah, that's 10.
Thank you. The availability of resources for K-12 education.
I don't know. I guess that's concerning. That's probably worrying, but...
And
I guess I'm worried about it because, you know, with all the public schools that we have, we don't really have a lot of teachers that are like the teachers we used to have back in the day where they were more concerned with the children and their academics. Now it's more of a, I don't really want to deal with these kids, but this is my job, so this is what I'm going to do. So, yeah, I'm worried about that.
That'll be like a number 10 or somewhere.
Yeah, I'll say a 9, 8, 8 or 9. You need some honey mustard and some ranch and marinara.
Okay. Election and voter fraud in 2024 election.
Am I worried about that? Say it again.
Yes. The election and voter fraud in 2024 elections.
Yeah, definitely worried about that.
Okay. Let's see. And abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
Okay, can you explain it to me one more time? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, no worries.
Can you say that to me one more time?
Oh, yeah. Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
Yeah, I'm worried about that because I don't think that's good. I mean, for one reason is, you know how many kids are out there that don't have homes? And we're steady allowing people to have children. Babies are having babies. I get it, you know, they need to be proactive before they get pregnant. But if you are getting pregnant and you know you can't supply the needs for these children, then why are we study allowing people to have kids? Why are we study allowing people to actually get pregnant they should figure out something to stop the pregnancy way before it happens. I don't know. But yeah, that's definitely concerning. And I don't think that they should take women's rights to just abort babies. Not that I would abort. I got 7 kids, so that's not an issue for me, but. Oh. But I still think they should have rights. I don't know.
That's a lot. It's fine.
I'm just popping them out, so. Yeah, that's not an issue for me personally. But yeah.
So from 0 to 10, what do you think is that one?
Yeah, I would definitely say that's a 10. It's definitely concerning.
Okay. And the banning of Black history?
Yeah, that's definitely concerning. How are they going to ban Black history? How are we going to learn about ourselves? Because they already ain't teaching us shit about Black people. And then when you say something about a Black history, you want to have a whole discussion and a whole, like, debate about, oh, you're wrong or this isn't that. No, you don't know my history, so I don't know. But, yeah, that's definitely concerning for me. I think the more time goes by, the less Black Americans are, you know, we know nothing about our history. We don't know anything. We just know what we've been taught, and what we've been taught isn't necessarily the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Can someone get that order, please?
And thank you. Think so that's like a 10 or somewhere less?
It's a 10. It's a 10.
Okay.
Go ahead, baby.
Border suppression in the 2024 elections, that makes it harder for certain people to vote?
I don't think that's a concern, really. I think that's probably a 5 right in the middle. I feel like if people want to vote, they'll make their way to wherever they need to go to vote.
That's
a self thing.
Okay. And fighting discrimination and systemic racism?
Yeah, that's concerning. So I would definitely say like an 8.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The affordability of housing?
That's definitely concerning. Especially when you ain't getting paid nothing.
Yeah, houses are expensive. And that would be like a...
Sure, like everything's expensive. Yeah, that's definitely a 10.
And the protection of Social Security or Medicare?
I feel like, yeah, that's definitely a concern. So that would definitely be a 10. I feel like our older generation definitely needs us to take care of them. And I think that along the way, we forget that, you know, if we're younger, then we should be doing what we can to make sure that our elderly community is taken care of. So, yeah, that's very concerning, especially when they can't get the things that they need.
Okay, that's true. Okay, thank you. Criminal rate in many communities?
I don't know. I'm a criminal my damn self, so. I don't know. Yeah, that's definitely on the rise. But you got to understand, you know, with the times and how everything's going, that's only going to become a bigger issue. So when it's like a domino effect, if this is messed up and that's messed up, then you got to understand that crime is only the next best option that some of these people have. So, yeah, it's definitely a concern. I definitely say it would be a 10, but at the end of the day, until you get other things lined up correctly, that is not going to be something that can be fixed. It's just going to turn into something else.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, I was stalling grace myself on the scores. So, all right. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 election for president were held today. For whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party.
Truthfully, nobody.
Okay.
I don't feel like they got my best interest at heart.
All right, thank you. And as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but if it's assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention, if the Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more
no.
motivated to vote?
Make no.
no difference? Somewhat less motivated
no difference.
To vote?
It's no difference.
No difference. Okay. Compared to last month, are you feeling about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
I'm kind of like in the middle. It's not favorable or unfavorable. It just is what it is. So I'm really undecided on that one.
Makes
you
no
can
difference.
Mark that however you choose. Yeah, it makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I don't trust nobody in office, honey.
Oh, okay. Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you, a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I just don't understand how Christianity and politics go together. So, yeah, undecided.
Okay.
Or, yeah, I don't know, whatever is in the smack in the middle.
All right, thank you. It's
more than five questions.
Let's choose you a little bit over half. Just trying to read the questions a little bit faster, so that way we can finish this. I know you say you're busy. For each of the following traits, I would like you to let me know what if you think is really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her. So one of her traits is a political insider. It's a political insider. Do you think that really describes her, somewhat describes her a little bit, or really does not describe her?
I'm not really familiar. Yeah, I'm not really familiar enough with any of the nominees to give that type of answer.
Okay. And let me ask you, lock up people that should not have been?
That should have not been?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what
really
was...
despise her?
Oh, no, I don't despise anybody. Does it describe her? I feel like she made the best decision that she could at that time. You know, I understand that what she did, a lot of people, you know, are upset about it and her locking all those people up. But at the same token, you know, that's just the play of power. If you're in the position, you do what you're told. At the end of it, like I said, at the end of the day, we all got to listen to somebody. She didn't make these decisions on her own. It wasn't that she just went out and did it. She was given instructions and she followed through. So the ball falls in her court, yeah, and she gets the blame for it. But at the end of the day, did she really make that decision on her own? So for me, I don't know. I feel like, yes, it does describe her, but then again, you know, it describes really her position of power, not her as a person.
Okay. And let me ask you one.
I know I'm making this real difficult for you. I'm sorry.
No. It makes you think when they give you this type of information.
Right.
One of the other traits is she is progressive.
I definitely feel that she's progressive.
So it really describes her. So what describes her?
I feel like it describes her.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like she's definitely progressive.
An early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I might not be the best person to ask about that stuff. It's just not something that I believe in. I'm not knocking anybody. I feel like you're definitely able to live however you want to. But as far as my beliefs personally, yeah, I wouldn't comment on that.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Governance.
No problem.
Compassion.
Yeah, I don't know about all of that. I feel like they do what they need to do in front of the cameras, but that don't really mean that you're nice. So
represents the black community.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think she stands for the black community either.
Oh, okay. 5-4 people of color.
I don't know why people think just because this lady is black that she is for us. I don't know how that works, but I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So I would say 50-50. I definitely feel like she probably has, at times, you know, a thought of doing what's best for us, but at the end of the day, it's really going to be what's best for her in her position and what, you know. So I guess it would be the middle one, like the halfway mark, like yes and no.
Oh, okay.
So kind of describes her.
Kind of, oh, okay. Thank you. So the next one, sorry, I'm just going to read them a little bit fast because we're, like I say, you're busy. Now, I would like to tell you a little bit more about Vice President Kamala Harris for each of the following traits. Mm-hmm. This is also talking about her traits and the same options. You would say this is much more favorable. It will make her much more favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference, or make no difference. So I will read some traits and you let me know if it's much more favorable,
okay,
somewhat favorable. So the first one is Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African-American woman elected district attorney of San Francisco, attorney general in California, the first African-American to represent California in Senate, and now she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party. Does that trade?
I guess that makes her more favorable.
Oh, okay. Second one. Kamala is literally a child of prophets and activism. Her parents were both activism that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
Okay. Does that make her less or more favorable is what you're asking me? I would definitely say it makes her more favorable. But... it does make her more favorable, but does she know that that's not how you're going to get the whole black community? I mean, I guess you get the ones that actually vote, but what about the ones that don't vote? You got to get those the ones to vote.
That's a good point, right?
They don't care about you going to school.
And third option, well, Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
That makes her more favorable. It shows she has drive.
Okay, thank you. Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and death at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
That's more favorable. At least in the community's eyes, but definitely not with the police department. I'm sorry, honey, did you get my answer? Hey, you don't put onions on there unless they ask for them. Did they ask for onions, honey? Okay, take the onions off and put a piece of cheese. Thank you. I don't know what happened.